Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, May 6, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow and pray with me. Father, may everything we do begin with your inspiration and continue with your saving help. Let our work always find origin with you, and through you reach completion. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with
us. Amen. Amen.
Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve an award for the Pleasure Island Revised Breakwater Project to Lure Brothers, Inc. for the base bid amount of $1,656,761 and the additive alternate number one for $619,690, bringing the total project cost to $2,276,451 with the $619,690 additive bid being paid for by the City of Port Arthur. Item B is to approve, execute, receive, and file a contract for the Pleasure Island Revised Breakwater Project with Lure Brothers, Inc. in the amount of $2,276,451. And item C is to consider, approve, execute, receive, and file an interlocal agreement between the City of Port Arthur and Jefferson County for the shoreline protection of Jefferson County and authorizing Port Arthur to contribute $619,690 for this project, which was approved by the City of Port Arthur on April 29, 2013. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to items under Commissioner's Court. Item A is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution authorizing the county judge of Jefferson County to authorize the president of the Gulf Coast Community Protection and Recovery District, Inc. to take necessary action to seek community development block grant disaster recovery grant funding from the Texas General Land Office or any other required governmental agency. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation regarding National Travel and Tourism Week. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the Daughters of the Republic of Texas. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the National Drug Court Month. Item E is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Mental Health Awareness Month. And item F is to consider and approve an order of designation, of the Huntsman Petrochemical LLC Reinvestment Zone. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioners? Been moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I guess what we'll do first is we will ask Miss Kathy Hughes and anyone you want to bring up with you come up, and Commissioner Alford is going to read the proclamation regarding National Travel and Tourism Week, and then we'll let you have a say.
It's a proclamation. It says National Travel and Tourism Week. Whereas tourism brought an estimate $208 million domestic travelers to Texas, and whereas total direct spending in Texas was $63.2 billion, supporting 545,000 jobs, and whereas tourism generated $447 million in direct spending in Jefferson County, and whereas tourism directly employ more than 6,730 people in Jefferson County, and whereas tourism generate $4.1 billion in local and state sales tax revenue, and whereas tourism is the largest industry in Texas, according to many economists, and whereas National Tourism Week is an annual event supported by the Tourism Industry Association aimed at promoting that power of travel, and whereas the goal of National Tourism Week is to enhance the country's economic and inform the public of the cultural and social benefits of travel and tourism. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas does hereby proclaim May 4th through the 12th, 2013 to be National Tourism Week, and we encourage you all to visit the attractions and opportunities in our in our area, excuse me, opportunities our area has to offer. Signed this day by the Judge Jeff Brannick and Commissioners Court members.
Thank you so much. Well, we are so happy to be here. As you can see, we are a partnership in Southeast Texas. We've got all of our local convention and visitor bureaus here, along with my staff from the Ben J. Rogers Regional Visitor Center. We have some great firsts to tell you about today, so I'm gonna go ahead and hand it over. But real quick, I wanted to make sure and let everybody know that the reason why we have National Tourism Week is to thank everyone that has their hand in tourism in Jefferson County, because we want our portion of the 63 billion in funds that come in through the state each year. So I'm gonna pass it along. I'm gonna introduce a couple of my staff members, LaRue Rougeau and Jesse Davis. Hi. From the Ben Rogers Visitor Center.
I think we've covered most of the numbers, but we truly do appreciate everything you guys do for us. I know we just left a meeting. We were talking about American Airlines and Judge and Commissioners. Thank you for helping bring American Airlines here, and also the funding that you provide through the county, through the hotel tax. Our regional visitors guide just came out that you guys funded. We have 125,000 copies on order. We have about 200 right now. We have packets, but really, we just thank you for your support. Without you, our tourism numbers would be way down. So thank you so much. And I think we have gifts for everyone.
And remind everyone to fly American Airlines.
Okay, well, I'm getting introduced.
Driving to Houston to fly an airline is a dirty word around here now.
That is right. I flew out at 6:30 last week. 6:30 in the morning. I was really happy to drive to the airport. We have also our partners from Port Arthur. We have Callie Summerlin and Dara Castillo Dorian Castillo. People know her as different names. It's Dara Castillo.
Thank you.
So while we are celebrating National Tourism Week and the pride that we have in Jefferson County, and I know that a lot of people that live in Jefferson County may say, oh, they don't have a big part of tourism, but you do, because everyone will be pumping gas or getting something to eat at a restaurant and see someone that may not be from this area. And they may only be stopping to get something to eat or go to the restroom, but it's the interaction that they have with you is what they're gonna take back with them. So remember that everyone has that opportunity to touch a tourist. And also, I wanna show a little bit more pride in Jefferson County. And Commissioner Senegal came to me with an awesome idea and a project he was working on. And he found out, do you wanna take it over? Do you want me to talk? He said that we do not have a county song. So you'll go to other communities in the state of Texas and all over, and they have a county song or a city song. Well, we didn't have one. So I do believe that they had a meeting of the minds with Dwight Wagner. I'm sure everybody knows Dwight. And then Danny Moore got involved also. And we now want to bring to the court a song called the Jefferson County Line.
Given that we produce the majority of the gasoline and diesel and aviation fuel, there's surely got to be a line in this song that says, you don't go anywhere without us.
That's version two.
And we also have popcorn for everyone, so we'll be passing them down the line. And make sure on Friday from 2 to 4, come out to the Ben J. Rogers Regional Visitor Center. We'll be having our tourism roundup and celebrating tourism in Jefferson County.
Yeah, and Judge and Commissioners, as Kathy said, I was sitting around with a good friend of mine, our former teacher, Mr. Dwight Wagner, taught the judge and I back in 1918. he was our English teacher. Judge learned I didn't. So if I break any verbs, split any verbs, blame it on the heart, on the head. But I didn't know we didn't have a county song, and I was a little jealous because I heard some other counties with a song. So Mr. Wagner was gracious enough to sit down and work on this song. Danny Moore is the guy, the guru with the instruments behind it, and I'll let them kind of give a little, judge, if the court and judge don't mind, if y'all can kind of speak on how y'all came together on this song. He wanted it to be inclusive of all the cities in Jefferson County to show pride for Jefferson County, touch on some of the activity we do here in the county. And Mr. Wagner, Danny, you want to step there and say a few words?
Good afternoon to Judge Brannick and Commissioner Senegal, Alfred, Weaver. I'm very happy to be here. Point of personal privilege, I have to say how proud I am of Judge Brannick and Commissioner Senegal. They were my students when all three of us were very young once upon a time. But again, I won't belabor the point. Commissioner Senegal came to me and asked if I would compose a song for the county. I'm a lifelong Jefferson County person, lived all of my life in Port Arthur, so I love it just as much as anybody else around here. So I thank God for the inspiration that came from Commissioner Senegal, the lyrics, and of course the challenge was to try to include every city in the county in the song. And then I went to my great producer here, Danny Moore. We got together in just a short period of time. We came up with Jefferson County Line. I have copies for you today and the lyrics, and maybe while I'm setting up and we can play a few bars, Danny can share with you his part that he played in it. Thank you.
Bet.
There really wasn't, I didn't do all that much, Dwight. Thank you so much. He's the brainchild behind this. And of course, the Commissioner's Court is absolutely incredible and your support, and thank you so much for doing that. This is what I believe you would call a command performance. Commissioner Senegal commanded, and we performed. Right. So thank you so very much.
I have one. Let me get this from Commissioner Arnold. I have mine. Okay. Well, I got two copies.
You can also hear him perform it Friday from 2 to 4 at the Visitor Center. Had to throw that in.
Yes. And there is going to be that for the members of the public that are watching on television, the Jefferson County Visitor Center is hosting a opening and come in and have a cup of coffee and some snacks and look through all the materials that are available there that tell you about all the wonderful attractions in Southeast Texas.
The version I heard.
I should have kept it up there.
I need to get back to the CD. Granddaughter's boombox.
Close the CD door. And it's on radio. I just need to get it off the radio here. TV.
that Hampshire often met straight ahead. I think I'll detour off the road, then I'll head myself straight to Groves through LaBelle instead. As I say hello to my China friends, the homesick feelings just begin to fade away. A trip to the marshlands to explore in old Sabine Pass by the shore would save the day.
Judge, I want to say that of all the jewels we have in Southeast Texas, Mr. Wagner has been a jewel in my life for the last 40, 50 years. I grew up right down the street from him, but I didn't know him then. He was an old cat then. But never thought we'd remain to be friends 40 years later. So I'm proud of him as much as he is of myself and you, Judge. Thank you.
Yeah, he was a great encouragement to us, and thank you so much for putting your time and heart into that project. We really deeply appreciate it.
And Kathy's going to work out the details on how you can get a copy of that here in Mr. Wayne.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out. I want to know how much Mayor Durkee paid you to put Taylor Landing in there first. All righty. Do we have any representatives of the Daughters of the Republic of Texas here today? No? Okay. Next, we'll ask for Ms. Fulbright, if you'll come up. We've got a proclamation on mental health that Commissioner Senegal is going to read.
Mental Health Awareness Month. Whereas mental health wellness is an essential part of overall health, and whereas the commitment and support of people with mental illness through healthy lifestyles can lead rewarding lives in recovery, and whereas stigma and fear of discrimination keep many who would benefit from mental health services from seeking help, and whereas we must encourage relatives, neighbors, and friends to recognize the signs of mental health problems and guide individuals to appropriate resources and recovery support services, and whereas individuals with mental illness make important contributions to our families and our communities, and whereas to help more people achieve and sustain mental health recovery, Spindle Top Center is offering the Southeast Texas Mental Health Fair at the Port Arthur Public Library on Tuesday, May 21st, 2013. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, recognizes May as National Mental Health Awareness Month and call upon all citizens of Jefferson County to observe this month with appropriate programs and activities to support mental health recovery. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Brannick and Commissioner's Court. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. This is the second May, I believe, I've been here declaring this Mental Health Awareness Month. Between 1 in 4 and 1 in 5 people will have a diagnosable mental illness within the course of any given year. And that can range from milder forms of mental depression all the way up to people who are very ill and need to seek services at places like Spindletop Center. We never want to neglect our friends in Port Arthur and the other areas that we serve in our four-county region. So one of our employees had a brilliant idea of doing Southeast Texas's first mental health fair. And as Commissioner said, that will be on the 21st of May. The folks at the Port Arthur Public Library have been kind enough to let us use their facility. And we hope that people can overcome the stigma of mental illness and just find out some information, what's available. Because after meetings like this, I'm often met by people who will pull me aside in private and say, it's my son, or it's my daughter, or the person who came back from Afghanistan is not the boy I sent off to war, or the woman I sent off to war. This happens a lot, but people are still ashamed. You'll stand up in church and tell everybody you have diabetes, but you're not gonna stand up in church a lot of times and say, I've been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. People are still embarrassed, and we need to get over that stigma. So 9 o'clock in the morning on the 21st, we encourage everybody to come to the Port Arthur Public Library and find out what it is Spindletop does, and our friends at Mental Health America who are also joining us that day. So thank you for recognizing this month once again.
Thank you, Ms. Fulbright. You know I'm the mental health judge in Jefferson County, and
we appreciate
most
that.
Most of the docket that I handle is now, that I did handle for 4 years, is handled by my associate judge, Fred Jackson. That's where he is right now. Most people don't realize that we do about 2,000 involuntary commitments every year here in Jefferson County. Because venue in a mental health case is wherever the patient is found. Spindletop is a local mental health authority under state law, and we have two of the mental health facilities here, three in conjunction with your residential.
Yes, we've gotten into the housing business
outpatient
now.
Outpatient care,
yes.
Facilities, but and so we get a lot of patients from all over East and Southeast Texas that end up here in our county, and we handle those cases. It was my embarrassment for the last several years that Texas has been ranked 50th out of the 50 states, and
we haven't checked
on
the District
spending.
Of Columbia yet. No,
ma'am.
We haven't checked as to whether or not we rank below District of Columbia, but yes, we're 50th.
But we've always been last in mental health spending per capita. We grabbed that distinction away from Mississippi a few years ago. And fortunately, it looks as though the legislature is poised to increase our mental health spending and for treatment and prevention, and things are looking up in this legislative session.
Yes.
More so than another legislative session. So I want to thank you for all the work Spindletop does.
Thank you.
Extremely difficult job and often heartbreaking. So.
Very much so. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I brought no audiovisual aids with me at all. So.
Okay, now Mr. Stott, if you'd like to come up, Commissioner Weaver's gonna read the proclamation for National Drug Court Month. Judge Thorne?
Judge Thorne here. Okay. I saw it. There he is. All right. Okay.
You want to go ahead and read?
Yeah. It's my pleasure to read this proclamation in support of National Drug Court Month. Whereas drug courts are a proven budget solution that benefits all facets of society, and whereas drug courts are an essential component of our justice system, which saves vast criminal justice resources and return individuals to their communities as productive taxpaying citizens. And whereas drug courts are the most effective tool in the criminal justice system for saving money, cutting crime, and serving veterans. And whereas results of more than 100 program evaluations and at least 4 analytical studies have yielded definitive evidence that drug courts significantly improve substance abuse treatment outcomes, substantially reduce drug abuse and crime, and do so at a less expense than any other justice strategy. And whereas drug courts facilitate community-wide partnerships, bringing together public safety, public health professionals in the fight against drug abuse and crime. And whereas the drug court movement has grown from the 12 original drug courts in 1994 to over 2,700 operational drug courts. And whereas drug courts demonstrate that when one person rises out of drugs and crime, we all rise. And whereas the time has come to put a drug court within reach of every eligible person in need, and whereas May marks National Drug Court Month, which celebrates the promise of recovery and restored hope to drug court graduates and their families. Therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas declares that Drug Court Month be established during the month of May 2013, recognizing the significant contributions drug courts have made toward reducing substance abuse, crime, and recidivism while saving valuable resources. Signed by the Judge Brannick and all commissioners.
Thank you, Commissioner. I really appreciate it. I was sitting there wondering how I was going to top the Travel and Tourism Bureau, and Judge Thorne and I have decided to do a rendition of Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Actually, I just wanted to say we don't have a song, nor did we bring any gift drugs. So,
but we can dang sure test you if you need testing. No, I've been doing this a long time. I've been involved in probation for a long time. It was true then, and it's true now, that roughly 80 to 85% of the people that come through the criminal justice system wouldn't be there if it weren't for drugs. Back in 1993, this court, along with the probation department and the district judges, decided that we wanted to try a new and innovative approach to people who have drug problems, and that was to combine the court system with the treatment system. So in 1993, we established one of the very first drug courts in the nation. After visiting the state of Florida, we decided that this was the way to go. Over the past 20 years, we've had veterans courts now, we have mental health courts, we have gang courts, we have sanctioned courts, all kind of specialty courts deal with the specific problems of probationers. We recently did a study of our drug court here in Jefferson County, and we have an 85% success rate of people who graduated the program over a three-year period. 85% of the people that went through the program and graduated did not get rearrested again. So we think it's a resounding success. I appreciate your time, and we also have one of the ladies, a lovely lady. I don't get as much trouble as Barack Obama did by saying lovely, but that graduated from our drug court a few years ago, and I'd like for her to come and just share a couple of her feelings about our drug court program and the impact it had on her life. So this is Tina Kirkland.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, I'm Tina Kirkland. I am a recovering drug addict. My sobriety date is July 17th of 2009. I did not write a song, and I did not bring gift bags, but I did bring my story, and that's possibly the greatest gift I've ever been given. I was a 26-year-old graduate from Lamar University when, strictly out of curiosity, I started doing drugs, and it took a hold of me. I had no idea what I was up against. Made bad decisions, bad things happened. Trust was lost, family ties shot, just broken. And you know, I prayed to God, please help me through this. And my God has a sense of humor because he brought me through Jefferson County Drug Intervention Program. At the time, I thought it was the worst thing that could ever happen to me. Having to make these meetings and answer for my actions and be accountable, and turns out it was truly the greatest gift I've ever been given. From being a liar and a manipulator and a cheat, and did I say liar? Yeah. Today I am a loving daughter. I'm a good sister. And possibly the greatest gift that can be bestowed upon a woman, I'm a mother. My son and I have a relationship like I never could have imagined. I'm also an insurance agent. Go figure. And last year, I was awarded the Agency Manager of the Year for the Houston Territory. What? I've been given the Judge Vi McGinnis Success and Sobriety Award. There are some people in this room that mean the absolute world to me that had I not been on this journey, I may not have ever met. So from the bottom of my heart, I truly believe in drug court. The women that I got to work with were able to see the woman behind the disease of addiction, the woman that God made, and the woman that I get to be today. Thank you so much.
Jim, if you could you recognize some of your staff here today?
I will. Planned on doing that, Brent. Would the drug court staff please stand?
All of them are just here.
Oh, the family drug court as well. I'm sorry. Juvenile drug court. But we're all here in force, and we really appreciate the resolution and the recognition. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Y'all do a great job. Great
thank
job.
You, Commissioner.
We deeply appreciate you. I mean, Jim, it doesn't do us any good to not help people who need the assistance and spend $30,000 a year to lock them away in a place where they're not going to get any help. So.
That's true. And once we, you know, maybe we'll work ourselves out of a job one day. We can all hope so.
I'll say this, Jim, is great for you, but all of you guys, you provide something that's tremendous. As you stated, it was from adults to juveniles, and this is a sickening disease. You have a calling to work with them, and we appreciate everything you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I want to thank you also, Jim, and Judge Thorne, and fellow judges, and that beautiful testimony by that beautiful lady, because except for grace, it could be one of us or one of our kids. So. You're an inspiration to me, I promise you. Thank you.
All right. Moving on the agenda under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for additional costs for road signs in the amount of $7,000 being taken from the extra helpline item. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 379660 through 379874. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion?
No.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, item A is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit to Seaway Crude Pipeline Company, LLC, to install a 30-inch crude oil pipeline and bore 5 feet underneath Range Road in Jefferson County, and that's located in precinct number 2. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under District Attorney, item A is to the announcement of a closed session to discuss pending litigation as authorized by Section 551.071 of the Texas Government Code in the matter of Bingham versus Jefferson County. And so what I'll do now is adjourn out of Commissioner's Court, and then we will go into our executive session. So we'll give the filmographer the opportunity to get everything to cinematographer, and it's time to get everything together and get out, and then we'll begin our closed session. So thank you for being here today. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.